弟兄姊妹，我们先开头先读两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we'll begin with two scriptures.
我们请翻到民数记的第十四章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的十四章二十二到二十四节。
Numbers 14:22-24.
好，我现在念民数记的十四章二十二到二十四节。这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所启示应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
Numbers 14:22-24. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have put me to the test now these 10 times, and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, has followed me fully. I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it.
我今天的这个题目呢是就是定了一个题目，就是专一跟从主。
So my topic for today is follow the Lord fully.
所以从这个二十四节呢，我们的主特别，我们神特别把迦勒提出来。
In verse 24, God specifically mentioned Caleb.
然后这位的弟兄迦勒呢，他有个特点，就是他另有一个心志，并且专一跟从主。
So our brother Caleb has a character, and he has a different spirit in him, and followed the Lord fully.
这个题目的出处另外也有一个地方是民数记的三十二章。
Another place, Numbers chapter 32.
民数记三十二章十二节。
Numbers chapter 32, verse 12.
唯有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子迦勒和嫩的儿子约书亚可以看见，因为他们专心跟从我。
Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Canaanite and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord.
所以这边提到迦勒和约书亚两位呢，他们都是专心跟从主的人。
So Caleb and Joshua, they all follow the Lord wholly.
我们有一点点开头祷告。
We have a word of prayer.
主，我们再把这段时间恭敬交托在你手中。
Lord, once again, we commit this time before your hands.
主啊，求主的确把我们属灵的耳朵跟属灵的眼睛能够多多的打开。
Lord, yes, indeed, open our ears and open our eyes.
主啊，叫我们听见在这个世代你对我们要说的应时的话语。
And Lord, we can hear the voice of your voice in this generation.
主啊，我们能够更多看见你自己的荣耀。
And more we can see your glory.
主啊，看见更多看见，主啊，你为我们所预备的，主啊，是何等的丰富。
We can see the glorious inheritance you promised us.
主啊，把这段时间恭敬的交在你手里。
We commit the time into your hands.
主啊，我们的心在这里跟随你。
Our hearts are all before you and follow you.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
有一些的背景啊，我们稍微念一下。
Have some backgrounds I want to read.
我们再翻再翻到民数记的十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记的第十三章的一到三节。
Numbers 13:1-3.
民数记十三章一到三，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派中要打发一个人，都要做首领的。”摩西就照耶和华的吩咐，从巴兰的旷野打发他们去，他们都是以色列人的族长。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men to spy out in the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were the heads of the children of Israel.
第六节
Verse 6
属犹大支派的有耶弗尼的儿子加勒
From the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh.
第八节
Verse 8
属以法莲支派的有嫩的儿子何西阿
From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun.
十六节
Verse 16
这就是摩西所打发窥探那地之人的名字摩西就称嫩的儿子何西阿为约书亚
These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun, Joshua.
所以这个是在以色列漂流旷野当中发生的一件事情。
This is an incident happened when Israelites are in the wilderness.
所以当他们在旷野漂流的时候，他们大概将近两年之后。
When they were wandering in the wilderness after 2 years.
然后他们去。摩西就派了十二个探子去窥探神应许的那个地叫迦南地
So Moses sent out 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan which is the promised land
25节
Verse 25
过了40天他们窥探那地才回来了
And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days
然后27节
Verse 27.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Then they told him and said, We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
所以过了四十天之后呢，十二个探子回来了。
So after 40 days, the 12 spies came back.
然后他们十二个人都全部都同意说，这个地方真的是一个所谓的流奶与蜜的一个。非常美好的地方。
So all 12 of them, they all agreed that this land flows with milk and honey. It's wonderful.
但是当中有十个探子特别提到一件事情。
But 10 all of them specifically mentioned one thing.
他说那里面的人呢都非常的高大。
And the people among them, they are giants.
然后他们的那个城墙城池呢非常的坚固。
The walls, are very solid.
我们是不可能进去能够得着这块地方的
and it's impossible for us to gain this land
但是有两个探子是不同意的
but two spies they did not agree
就是加勒跟约书亚
and their names Caleb and Joshua
然后三十节
verse 30
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说我们立刻上去得那地吧我们足能得胜
then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said let us go up at once and take possession for we are well able to overcome it
然后十四章的第一节
chapter 14 verse 1
跟第二节
verse 2
当下全会众大声喧嚷那夜百姓都哭嚎以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言全会众对他们说巴不得我们早死在埃及地或是死在这旷野
So all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, If only we have died in the land of Egypt, or if only we have died in this wilderness.
这边后面六节到第十节。
Verse
6
from
6
to
10. 六节到第十。窥探地的人中嫩的儿子约书亚和耶弗尼的儿子加勒。撕裂衣服对以色列全会众说我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地耶和华若喜悦我们就必将我们领进那地把地赐给我们那地原是流奶与蜜之地但你们不可背叛耶和华也不要怕那地的居民因为他们是我们的食物并且硬币他们的已经离开他们有耶和华与我们同在不要怕他们但全会众说拿石头打死他们打死他们二人，忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
Chapter 14, 6 to 10. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our brethren. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And all the congregation set to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel.
对，所以那十个探子给恶性或是这个负面的报告的人
，So that ten spies brought back the negative report, the bad report.
然后把整个以色列人的人呢，让他们里面产生了一个畏惧。
So all the Israelites they melt down in their hearts.
然后他们整个非常的感觉是不可能的，非常的，并且抱怨，并且甚至要打死这个。
They had a sense that it's impossible, and they complained, and they want to stone Joshua and Caleb with stones.
但约书亚跟加勒就是不一样。
But Joshua and Caleb, they are different.
他说，如果耶和华是要给我们这地的话，就没有原因，没有理由要害怕。
If Jehovah will give us this land, there is no reason for us to fear.
对，就算他们像是巨人，但仍然就像我们的食物。
Even though they are like giants, but they are still our bread.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以当在这个两人很难抵挡这么百万人的这个反对的时候。
So when the two people, they're impossible to fight against the millions of people there.
哇，耶和华的荣光在这里出现。
The glory of the Lord appeared.
耶和华就很清楚地告诉众人说只要是我所应许的就一定能成就。
And Jehovah clearly said to all the congregation, if that's my promise, I will accomplish it.
对于所有不信的人呢，你们是进不去了。
For all the people who have a disbelief in their heart, they will never enter it.
对，所以这个是在旷野漂流的时候当中的一件很重要的事情。
And this is a very important matter happened when Israelites wandered in the wilderness.
我们再念一处圣经好。
Another scripture.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter
24. 马太福音二十四章32跟33。
Matthew 24:32 and 33.
马太福音二十四章三十二跟三十三，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors.
我想前两次如果弟兄姊妹还记得的话，我是讲到从无花果树学个比方。
If you still remember the two times before I shared to learn this parable from the fig tree.
也就是说，当我前两次的这个形式是比较特别一点。
The past two times, it's special.
Yeah, 就是我是用以色列人在二十世纪甚至在二十一世纪的事件呢，我们来学一个比方。
I use some history of the 20th century and 21st century of Israelites to learn this parable.
弟兄姊妹，不管你喜不喜欢以色列人
，Brothers and sisters, whether you like Israelites or not,
但是我们主来的日子呢，是跟他们有关系的。
However, the day of the coming of our Lord is related to Israelites.
这个不是我讲的。
This is not what I said.
这是主耶稣自己讲的。
This is Lord Jesus who said.
对，当他说，当我们看见无花果树发嫩长叶的时候
，He said, when we see the fig tree put forth leaves,
我们可以联系这件事情到主的再来。
And we can relate this matter with the matter of the coming of the Lord.
所以今天我们可以还是能够注意一下这些事情的发生的。
So today we should pay attention to what is happening.
对，也许我们不是从政治上面跟他们有这个连结。
We're not from a political perspective.
但我们是从神的眼光来看神 的计划，也来看我们主的再来。
But from the perspective of God to see the returning of the Lord and His will and promise.
把这个所谓的从无花果树学个比方，做个扩大。
So if we expand this parable of the fig tree,
其实不只是在以色列人二十世纪、二十一世纪发生的事。
Not only the things happening 20 and 21st century of the Israelites.
他们在两三千年前发生的事情，我们仍然可以从他们身上学一个比方。
Even the 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, we can still learn from their history.
对，也就是说，当我们在读旧约圣经这些以色列人的历史的时候。
So when we read the Old Testament, the history of the Israelites,
对，我们也同样从以色列人所发生的事件里面学到一些属灵的功课。
And similarly, we can learn the spiritual lessons from what happened to Israelites.
对，这些属灵的功课也跟我们有关系。
And the spiritual lessons are related to us.
对，也跟我们今天怎么来认识神，怎么来跟从主也有关系。
It's related to us how we today follow the Lord.
所以我今天就要回到可能两。就是好几千年前了。
So today I'll return to 3,000 years ago.
我们仍然从以色列人发生的事情，我们来学个比方。
And we learn a parable from the things happened to Israelites.
其实是非常的奇妙，这件事是非常的奇妙。
Actually, it's wonderful.
对，在以色列的历史里面
，in the history of Israel，
表面来看是一些历史的事情。
From the surface, it's just some history incidents.
但是同时之间，因为是神在当中所管理这些的历史。
At the same time, because God was controlling in the history.
然后这些历史在我们今天来看的时候，也跟我们基督徒的属灵的旅程是有关系的。
And we see today what is happening before, it's related to our spiritual journey.
所以在那个摩西的时代。
So in the time of Moses.
本来以色列人呢是在埃及地住了400年。
So Israelites lived in Egypt for 400 years.
但是神不要他们留在那个地方。
But God didn't want them to stay there.
神告诉他们说，你们应该离开埃及。
God told them you should leave Egypt.
然后到神当初应许亚伯拉罕说那个地方能够在那边那个定居下来。
And you should dwell in the promised land which God promised to Abraham.
这是一个以色列人的历史。
This is the history of Israel.
但是当神把以色列人从埃及带出来的时候
，But when God brought Israelites out of Egypt,
然后这边就给我们一个属灵的意义。
So there is a spiritual lesson.
他要我们所有蒙恩的得救的基督徒呢，要与世界有所分别。
So all the people who are born again who believe the Lord should separate from the world.
我们不仅是被拯救回到神的家里
，Not only we are saved into God's house，
然后我们也是从这个世界被分别出来，被拯救出来
，And also we are separated and saved and delivered from the world。
所以原本我们在这个地上追求的是整个世界，那个世界的潮流。
Previously we were seeking the world。
也许这个地上讲究的是要赚钱。要在工作上有很大的成就。
Maybe the world emphasizes on earning money and have a great career path.
对，以前我们觉得这就是我人生所最重要的。
And before we all believe that this is the most important thing for us.
但这一次我们可以但是从那个以色列人出埃及，我们可以学一个比方。
But from Israelites left Egypt, we can learn a spiritual lesson.
对，我们既然信了主。
So we today we believe the Lord.
我们就被带离开这样以前的一种的目标。
We're brought back from this goal which we had before.
我们是180度的转变。
It's a 180 degree change.
对，过去是跟着世界。
In the past we follow the world.
但今天从被拯救开始，我开始180度转身过来，开始跟随主。
And today I'm saved, I'm delivered, and I turn 180 degree and follow the Lord.
然后当神把以色列人带离开埃及的时候，他们就来到一个这个非洲跟亚洲中间有一个三角形的区域。
When God brought Israelites out of Egypt, they came to the land which is between the land of Asia and Africa. It's a triangle space.
它叫西乃。
It's called Sinai.
所以，然后以色列人就在这个西乃，他们有一阵子的漂流。
So Israelites wandered in the land of Sinai for a while.
但是他们的最终的目的呢， 是要进到亚洲现在以色列国家所在的那块地方。
But their ultimate goal is to enter into the land of Asia.
对，旧约的时候叫做迦南地。
In Old Testament, it's called the land of Canaan.
啊，今天呢，就是以色列国家所在的那块地方。
And today, it is the place where Israel is at.
对，当以色列在旷野那个行动的时候
，When Israelites walked in the wilderness.
这个比方就像是说我们现在信主了。
It's like a parable, like we today we believe the Lord.
神仍然把我们留在这个地上。
And God still put us in the world.
对，他没有马上把我们好像提到天上。
God didn't just capture us into heaven.
对，我们信了主，我还是一样要上班，我一样要上学。
And I believe in the Lord, and I still work, I still study.
对，我仍然要照顾家庭，照顾我的小孩。
I still have to take care of the family, my children.
但是好像这边有个图画。
But here is a picture.
整个世界呢，好像一个枯干的旷野。
All the world is like a dried wilderness.
那我们在当中行走。
And we're walking in the wilderness.
对，虽然是旁边好像那个沙漠是一个旷野。
Even though it's like a desert and a wilderness.
但是在行走的时候呢，我们是仰望天上给我们的食物。
And while we're walking, we will look up into the heaven of the food which from the heaven.
然后在这边行走的时候呢，有云柱火柱代表神的同在。
While we're walking, there is pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. It represents the presence of God.
我们感觉我们不属于这个旷野。
And we had a sense we do not belong to the wilderness.
但是在这边我们可以与神同行。
At the same time, we can walk with God.
所以当我们还在地上行走的时候，感谢主，我们是跟着神的同在一同的往前行。
And we thank the Lord while we're still walking on the earth, we're following the presence of God.
但神并没有要我们永远留在旷野。
But God's purpose is not for us to eternally stay in wilderness.
他要以色列人呢，能够进到那个迦南的那个地方。
He wants Israelites to enter the land of Canaan.
就是刚才我们念到那十二个探子去窥探的那个地方。
The scripture we just read, the 12 spies that spy out the land.
对，那个地方跟旷野是完全不同的。
That land is totally different from the wilderness.
对。不晓得有没有机会可以看得到哈，就是他们那边是种葡萄。
They grow grapes.
对，然后那个葡萄，那个丰富大到一个地步呢，一个人是抬不动的。
It's huge to a point that one person is not able to carry it.
所以一串葡萄呢，要两个人抬才能够抬得动。
So a group of grapes, two people they have to carry together.
所以他用这个图画，用这个当时的一个情形来表达。这个迦南这块地是流奶与蜜的一个丰富的地方。
So this picture represents the land of Canaan flows with milk and honey. It has abundance.
所以照着我目前的一些的领会
，According to my understanding，
那迦南地我们可以学个比方，或者迦南地是预表什么东西呢
？We can learn from the land of Canaan what does it represent？
它应该可以预表这是神的产业。
It represents the inheritance of God。
这个产业代表了这块地方，表明了在基督里面有一个测不透的丰富。
This land represents there is the unsearchable riches of Christ。
我们都是神的后裔，我们要承接这个丰富的产业。
We're all descendants of God and we're to inherit the inheritance.
对，另外一个领会就是迦南地呢。似乎可以代表神的国度。
Another understanding is the land of Canaan represents the kingdom of God.
对，因为这是神的国家，他要在这边建立他的国家。
This is a country and the kingdom of God.
然后在这个国度里面是神来掌权。
In this kingdom, God reigns.
然后这边也代表神的家。
It also represents the house of God.
所以是神所安息，是跟他百姓们一同的欢乐的地方。
It's the place where God can rest with all the people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的就是从旧约圣经里面，我们可以从以色列人学个比方。
So brothers and sisters, we just read the Old Testament. We can learn this parable from Israelites.
也对于我们今天的基督徒来讲，也可以好像有个图画可以知道说我们在走什么路。
For us Christian today, we can have a picture. What path are we walking?
对，我们被从世界当中救。分别出来
，and we're separated and delivered from the world。
我们今天呢，好像在行在旷野
，and today as Eve we're walking in the wilderness。
但是我们的目的呢，是能够进到神的国度，并且得神的产业。
But our goal is enter into the kingdom of God and have the inheritance of God。
那如果我们要能够进神的国度，得神的丰富，那我们需要注意什么事呢？
If we want to enter the kingdom of God and gain the inheritance of God, what should we pay attention to?
所以在这个以色列这次这整个图画里面，我们看见加勒跟约书亚是两个代表的人物。
In the picture of Israel, and we see Caleb and Joshua, they are two representatives.
他们有一个特点。
They have a character.
就是专一跟从主。
They follow the Lord wholly.
然后神多次的强调。
And many times God emphasized.
为什么加勒跟约书亚可以进去呢？
Why Joshua and Caleb they were able to enter?
因为他们专一跟从我。
Because they follow the Lord wholly.
为什么其他人进不去呢？
Why the rest of them they were not able to enter?
因为他们没有专一跟从主。
Because they did not follow the Lord wholly.
所以当我们在整件事情，我们在学一个比方的时候，我们就受到提醒说，今天是一个神的儿女，我们需要学习专一跟从主。
So we learn from this matter as Christians today, we should follow the Lord wholly.
我们再来念两处的圣经。
We'll read two more scriptures.
出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus chapter 28.
出埃及记二十八章的41节
Exodus 28:41
出埃及记二十八章四十一节，要把这些给你们，给你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子穿戴，要膏他们，将他们分别为圣，好给我供祭司的职分。
So you shall put them on Aaron and your brother and on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them that they may minister to me as priests.
这边有一个词叫做分别为圣，或是叫做奉献。
So there is a term called consecration or sanctify.
Okay, yeah. 然后29章29节，出埃及记29章29节。
Exodus 29:29。
29章29节，亚伦的圣衣要留给他的子孙，可以穿着受膏，又穿着来承接圣职。
And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, and to be anointed in them, and to be consecrated in them.
这边中文有另外一个词，承接圣职，其实就是奉献，也就是分别给主的意思。
But the same term is called consecration, also be separated to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的确常常强调要奉献给主，对不对？
So brothers and sisters, we indeed emphasize many times we should consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
对，有时候我还是有点怕说，当我们好像听得很多，听了或是听得太多了。
I'm afraid that we have listened too many times.
所以有的时候呢，我可能用不同的方式来表达这个意思。
So I may use different terms to represent the same meaning.
比如说讲到为主而活。
Like live for the Lord.
不再是为自己，也不是在为别人，为这世界而活。
No longer for yourself, no longer for other people, for the world.
我刚刚提到说，能够进这个迦南呢的人呢，有一个特点就是专一跟从主。
I mentioned that for the people who enter the land of Canaan, they have character, they follow the Lord wholly.
所以当我这次仔细去读的时候有点意外又有点不意外的有一个发现。
This time when I read carefully and surprisingly and unsurprisingly.
他这个专一跟从主的里面的动词呢其实是专一。
So for follow the Lord fully, the verb is actually fully.
对，就原文里面那个真正的动词其实是那个fully 就是或是 feel 就是整个被充满的意思。
So actually the original scripture the fully means to be filled.
然后那个跟从呢就是 after the Lord 就是在跟着在主后面。
Follow means after the Lord.
所以它里面有一个强调就是说这个人呢是被神所充满被完全全心全意给主的一个状态。
So this emphasizes that this man is filled with the Lord and is occupied by the Lord to be wholly consecrated to the Lord.
然后在主的后面就跟着他。
And so follow after the Lord.
中文或英文的翻译是完全没问题的。
The Chinese and English translation, it's good.
对，我们是专一跟从主，专心跟从主。我们是 follow the Lord wholly, follow the Lord fully, 这些都可以。
And we follow the Lord wholly, follow the Lord fully, they're all good.
但是当我们仔细去看的时候，我们发现当神在看加勒跟约书亚的时候，
So when we read, when God viewed Joshua and Caleb,
所以他里面特别强调说这个人哈是完全被神所充满。
So God specifically said, this man, he's filled with the Lord.
这个词呢就是刚才我所读的奉献这个词。
So this word is the same as the, I just read consecration.
也就是说刚才讲到分别为圣，刚才讲到承接圣职，这个词是一模一样的词的。
So consecrate and sanctify, they're all the same.
所以也就是说在加勒跟约书亚的感觉里面。
So in the sense of Joshua and Caleb,
我愿意我的全人呢让主来管理。
I'm willing my whole self be controlled by God.
我愿意我一生的道路前面怎么走呢全部是主来做主。
I'm willing my whole path and willing to be controlled and guided by the Lord.
对，今天我是愿意做一个专一跟从主的人。
Today I want to be a someone who follows the Lord fully.
表示说我没有后路了。
It means I don't have any other way.
对，别人可以回埃及，可以想要回埃及。
And other people, they can return or desire to return to Egypt.
但现在我已经没有一个后路了，我回不去了。
But now, I don't have another way out. I can't return.
因为我摆在前面的路，我已经定义说我信了主，我就一定往这个方向是跟着主。
Because the path before me, I'm determined and follow the Lord on this way.
我不会再回到原来的方向，往那个原来走的那个方向走。
I'll never return to the old direction path which I walked before.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是加勒跟约书亚他们心中的一个特点。
Brothers and sisters, this is a characteristic of Caleb and Joshua.
然后在整个特点里面，你发现这两位跟上百万的人是不一样的。
So Joshua and Caleb, they were different from the rest of the millions of people.
我记得在1995年的时候
I remember in 1995,
中国的弟兄第一次来明尼苏达
Godwin's son, first time came to Minnesota.
我不太确定那时候我是信主不到一年还是一年半。
Maybe I just believe in the Lord for a year or a year and a half.
但是我那时候是初信。
I was just a new believer.
我就记得很清楚我们的弟兄他当时讲的一个主题就是跟从主。
I clearly remember the topic our brother shared, follow the Lord.
所以那次的信息对我有很大的帮助。
That message helped me a lot.
所以我们弟兄讲到说要在生活中跟从主。
Our brother shared to follow the Lord in your daily life.
要在学习背十字架的那个背十字架这件事情上面学习跟从主。
For bearing the cross and to learn follow the Lord.
在侍奉中跟从主。
In service, learn to follow the Lord.
然后在圣灵的引导下来跟从主。
In the guiding of the Holy Spirit to follow the Lord.
所以当时弟兄讲了好多的例子，我都记得。
Our brother mentioned a lot of examples and all remembered.
意思是说我想我是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
对 在我刚刚信耶稣的时候我就有一个很深的印象我要做一个跟从主的人。
When I first believed in the Lord, I had a deep impression that I need to be someone who follows the Lord.
一方面有这个心智。
On one hand, I have this desire.
一方面真的是在生活当中在各样的事情上面知道怎么样一点一滴的来学习跟从主。
On the other hand, in your daily life, in all the small matters, and to truly know how to follow the Lord.
对，那时候我也根本没有听过什么得胜者。
At that time, I have never heard the message of overcomers.
对，我也不懂什么国度。
I didn't understand the kingdom.
但是先跟从主再说。
But follow the Lord.
我想这是好的。
This is good.
然后这是我刚刚读过最开头读过两处的圣经。
At the beginning, I read two scriptures.
一个地方他就只提到加勒。
And one place only mentioned Caleb.
对，加勒他是另有一个心智，是专一跟从主。
And Caleb had a different spirit and followed the Lord fully.
我就有一个领会吧。
I had an understanding.
就说跟从主这件事情呢，是针对每一个人的呼召。
Following the Lord is the individual calling.
对，每一个人都有这个呼召。
And everyone has this calling.
然后每个人都有这个责任要去跟从主。
And everyone has this responsibility to follow the Lord.
我不能够帮你代替你来跟从主。
I can't to follow the Lord on your behalf.
所以当神看的时候，OK，这边有一个人，他是来 要来跟从主的。
When God sees and he notices there is one person who is following the Lord.
然后另外一处圣经，他是提到加勒跟约书亚两个人都专心跟从主。
Another place he mentioned Joshua and Caleb, they all following the Lord wholly.
也许我可以有一点领会，这是一个好像团体的见证。
And understand this is a group, it's a testimony.
因为只要是两个人就是多数的。
Two people represent the corporate.
对，神也乐意看到说，在一个团体里面有许多的弟兄姊妹是愿意来跟从主的。
And God is willing to see in assembly there are a lot of brothers and sisters that are willing to follow.
对，我们可以彼此的勉励，一同的能够在我们聚集当中，在我们一同的追求里面，好好一同的来专一跟从主。
And we encourage each one in our seeking of the Lord to follow Him fully.
在加勒的一个特点里面有一个神特别提到一个词叫做另有一个心智。
For the characters of Caleb, God mentioned he had a different spirit.
我参照另外一处的圣经好是在创世纪四十九章。
I used a reference from another scriptures in Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章的第二十六节。
Genesis 49:26.
对对，创世纪四十九章二十六节，这个是对于约瑟的这个支派的一个预言。
There's a prophecy of the tribe of Joseph.
对，所以二十六节他这样讲：你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，至极的边界。这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的顶上。
The blessings of their father have exiled the blessings of my ancestors up to the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers.
就是雅各在他生命的末了的时候给他的这个十二个这个儿子们有一些的劝勉。
At the end of the life of Jacob, he had some exhortation or prophecies for their sons.
对，当他讲到约瑟的时候，神给他一个话。
When he mentioned Joseph, and God gave him a picture.
对，我想各个弟兄们都有他的优点跟缺点哈。
And different brothers, they have their good side and the negative side.
啊，但是在这个约瑟里面，神特别用一个词，他说。这个人呢是与弟兄迥别之人。
But for Joseph, he's someone separated from his brothers.
他与弟兄迥别的时候呢，他有一个福气呢会临到他头上的冠冕，他是其实原文这个意思。
When he is separated from his brothers, there is the blessing will be upon the crown of his head.
对，所以我第一次被强调在这句话的时候，心中有一个很深的印象。
So I had a very deep impression when I first read this scripture.
对，有一种弟兄呢，是与弟兄迥别之人。
There's one kind of brother who is separated from the brothers.
也就是说，像加勒，他与弟兄们是不同的，是有一个不同的另一个心智。
Like Caleb, who had a different spirit from other people.
我其实我在读这些话语的时候。我有一个感觉。
Actually, while I was reading the scripture, I sensed.
为什么神要这样子描述
？Why God described like this?
一个方面，我会觉得神有点那种无奈的感觉。
On one hand, I felt God had a frustration and sadness in His heart.
或是说神心中有一个蛮难过的感觉。
So God was sorrowed in His heart.
意思是说，神在众多的人当中呢。他好像很难找到一个专一要主的。
So、among all the people, it is difficult for God to find someone who fully desires the Lord.
好像很不容易能够找到一个能够跟神同心定义要神旨意的人。
It's hard to find someone who have the same mind and determined to pursue the will of the Lord.
所以当他一看到这样的一个弟兄或姊妹的时候
，So when God sees this brother or the sister.
他说这是一个与别人迥别之人。
And this is someone who is separate from the brothers.
但神希望所有的人都能够明白神的心意，所有人都要跟从主。
And God hopes everyone who can follow the Lord fully.
但是神觉得实在是太难找到了。
But God feels it's so difficult to find someone.
所以他里面就有感觉，他看到的时候他就觉得 这个人呢是不同的，这个人是与弟兄们永别之人。
So when God sees and he finds this brother is separate from the brothers.
但是在另外一个角度来看，
On the other hand,
神当神这样子讲的时候呢，你会发现神非常宝贵这样的一个弟兄。
When God said this, God really pressured this brother.
他里面感觉说，我终于找到这样一个人。
And finally, I found someone.
然后我开始在注意这个人。
And I pay attention to this one.
我发现这边有人是可以为我所用的。
And I found out there is someone who can be used by myself.
这边有一个人不同，与别人迥别。他是能够体察我的心意的。
There's someone who's different, separate from the brothers, who can feel my desire and my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面神希望所有的人其实都能够明白神心意。
On one hand, God wants everyone to understand the will of Him.
所以至少我今天的这样一个方式。
At least for today.
这并不是说要我这个人好像变得跟别人不一样，特立独行，不是这个意思。
Not to say just make ourselves special.
而是说我有个心智，
but we have a desire and a will.
我愿意做一个专一跟从主的人。
I'm willing to be the one to follow the Lord wholly.
如果有许多人没有去体贴神的心意，
if there are a lot of people they don't pursue after the heart of God.
但是我仍然我要跟随主，
but I still follow the Lord.
所以在这个十二个探子的事情上面，这些人被显明出来。
For the 12 spies, their conditions were revealed.
你要知道，就是这十二个人啊，都是各个支派的首领。
You should know that all the 12 spies, they were the leaders of the tribe.
对，照理讲，首领总是应该是挺不错的，就是照理讲，应该一个对神。对跟从主应该有一定的认识。
Technically, for the leaders, they should be good and should have some understanding of following the Lord.
所以平常的时候，就是十二个支派嘛，都有各有他的首领。
So normally in the daily lives for the 12 tribes, they all have their own leader.
看起来大家都一样。
And outwardly, they look all the same.
大家这个各个支派都做该做的事情，然后我是一个支派的首领，那大家都是首领，都差不多。
And every tribe, they have their leaders, and all the leaders do their responsibilities, they look all the same.
亚兰，我们一同的是从埃及一同的出来。
And we together left Egypt.
对不对？我们大家都一同，都是信了耶稣被拯救出来了。
And we all believe the Lord and separated from the world.
然后这些人呢，他们一同的看见他们一同走过红海。
And these people, they walked out of Red Sea.
然后看见了神的神迹。
And they saw the miracles of God.
对，我们都一同接受了神的恩典。
And we all got the blessings of the Lord.
对，我们或多或少也知道神在我们身上做的事情。
And more or less, we understand something God did on us.
然后我们一同在这个旷野当中建会幕。
And in our wilderness, we build a tabernacle together.
对，我们彼此合作，做了很多的这个服事的事情。
And we help each other and to do a lot of services.
对，把会幕盖起来了。
And we build a tabernacle.
然后走的时候，我们一同十二个支派一同的跟着会幕为中心，一同往前走。
And when we were walking, and the tabernacle was the center, and we all walked together.
表面上所有的人都差不多。
Outwardly on the surface, everyone was the same.
但是当那个摩西把十二个探子派出去之后，
But when Moses sent out the 12 spies,
然后回来的时候有一个很大的被光照显明的感觉。
And after they came, if something was revealed by the light,
原来我们以前以为大家都相同。
Previously we thought everyone was the same.
但是当碰到一个事情的时候发现原来是不一样。
But now when we encounter a thing and we found out and they're different.
他们在信心的学习上面很不一样。
And they had a very different learning on faith.
然后看那个环境的眼光也不一样。
And their perspective on circumstances were not the same.
对不对？他们十二个探子都去40天在一起，都做同样的事情。
All the 12 spies, they did the same thing among the 40 days.
都经历了那个看见了那些巨人那种可怕的样子。
They saw the giants, they were scary.
然后同时也看到那个地方真的是很美好。
And they all saw the land was flowing with milk and honey.
但回来之后他们两批人的反应是完全不同的。
But after they returned, the two group of people, their reaction were absolutely different.
一个是说 他们只看见那个巨人很可怕。
The one group that only said the giants were scary.
我们看我们自己像蚱蜢。
And we look at us as grasshoppers.
然后他们随便一脚就把我踩死了。
They can just step us on their feet.
哎，可是加勒跟约书亚就看得不一样。
But Caleb and Joshua, they have a different views.
他说没错，这个事实上他们是巨人，没错。
Yes, indeed, they are giants. That's a fact.
但是我们一看他们的时候，是从神的眼光去看。
But we look at them, we look from the perspective of God.
哦，这些根本就是我们的食物。
They are just only our bread.
所以在这个困难的时候呢，这个人就被显明出来了。
So in difficulties, our condition are revealed.
为什么
？Why？
为什么他们眼光是不同的
？Why their perspectives are different？
一个是专一，这两位是专一跟从主。
The first, these two brothers, they follow the Lord wholly.
其他人可以做很多的服事，但是实际上并没有专一跟从主。
The rest of them, they can do a lot of services on the surface, but they were not following the Lord wholly.
所以我以前听过一个故事
I heard a story before
真的事情就是有个姊妹我忘了是中风还是瘫痪、
A sister who got a stroke
对所以她基本上就是你也不能去聚会
Who was paralyzed or not able to go to the meeting
然后天天就只能够躺在那里
Every day laid on the bed
然后有人去拜访这位姊妹
And someone came to visit her
我相信是老姊妹
I believe it's an elder sister
对，想要来安慰他。
And want to comfort her.
对，我们一用人的眼光一看，啊，那瘫掉了。
From man's perspective, and she's paralyzed.
啊，太可怜了。
Oh, so pitiful.
啊，神为什么这样子对我呢
？Why God did this to me?
啊，没有，那个姊妹的眼光不一样。
No, but that sister, her perspective was different.
她说我今天躺在这里。
And she said, "Today I'm laying on the bed."
啊，神要我安静在他面前。
And God wanted me to have rest before Him.
啊，有些祷告。
And have some prayers.
啊，再躺着，再多有些祷告。
And lay on the bed and more pray and pray more.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个眼光完全不一样。
So brother and sister, the perspective are different.
对，有时候有一个比较难相处的老板。
Sometimes we have a boss who is hard to deal with.
对，有时候有一些。我们不希望的疾病
some sickness on us we don't want it
有时候有一些意外的事情
some accidents
弟兄姊妹我们是否能够有不同的眼光
brothers and sisters are we able to have a different view
这些东西啊都是我们的食物
all these things they are the bread of us
这些东西不是巨人
they're not giants
对对外表好像巨人好像可以打倒我们
outwardly they all look like giants
如果我们眼光不对的话这些的确都是巨人，而且可以直接把我们压垮的东西。
If our perspectives are wrong and they are all giants, they can step us on their feet.
对，但是当这加勒约书亚他们有一个专一跟从主的心智的时候
，But for Caleb and Joshua, when they have a heart to follow the Lord fully,
对，很奇妙，他们看事情那个角度就完全不同啊。
And amazingly, they look from a different perspective.
然后。他们另外那个十个探子他们看见的是整个那个迦南地其实也挺不错的
There are 10 spies they all feel the land of Canaan it's good
但是他们觉得 OK 里面有一个很大的困难我觉得不可能拿到的
But they all felt there is a great impossibility that I'm not able to get it
所以这个难处呢是大过神的祝福跟应许
And this difficulty is above the promise of God
但是对于那个加勒约书亚不一样。
But for Caleb and Joshua, they are different.
哇，他们里面那个，我猜了，这是我自己的想象。但加勒一进那个迦南地的时候
，I just guess when Caleb entered the land of Canaan,
眼睛一亮
，and eyes were illuminated.
我可以想象嘛，就是我如果天天都在沙漠旁边
，I can imagine that every day I was in the desert.
这枯干的这个没什么好。一点都不好的。
And everything is dried up. There is nothing good there.
哇，这一去看这葡萄这么大。
When I see the grapes, they're a huge grapes.
那随便什么农耕种，随便什么养牛养羊，都这么的丰富。
It has a great abundance there.
所以对迦勒来讲，那个迦南地对他来讲有一个很大的吸引。
For Caleb, the land of Canaan have a great attraction to him.
并且他知道说，如果神要给的话，就一定能够得着。
And he knows in his heart, if God wants to give him, and I can get it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个迦勒真的是跟弟兄们迥别之人。
So brothers and sisters, Caleb is separated from the brothers.
我们在这边应该有一个有个态度。
And we should have an attitude.
啊，伟修弟兄，你今天讲的迦勒真的不错。
Brother Benjamin, you mentioned Caleb, and he's good.
对，我就好好祷告，让那个韩弟兄成为迦勒。
And so I prayed, and maybe Brother Alex can become Caleb.
啊，这样子我们这个聚会就有个迦勒了。
So in our gathering, we have a Caleb.
啊，不是这样子，但我们希望弟兄都成为迦勒。
No, it's not like this. We want everyone to be Caleb.
我们应该要在主面有个心愿，我愿意像迦勒一样。
We should have a will and desire before the Lord. I want to be Caleb.
对，我要成为迦勒，我要成为约书亚。
And I want to be Caleb and I want to be Joshua.
我要成为一位与弟兄迥别之人。
I want to be a brother to separate from the brothers.
对，不是说我有什么特别。
And not to say I am special.
而是说我愿意被神分别出来。
But to say that I want to be separated by God.
我愿意里面有一个与人不同的一个心智。
I want to have a different desire and will.
然后我在这个事情上面，我们发现还有一个特点。
Regarding this matter, we find another characteristic.
我们看约书亚记十四章。
Turn to Joshua chapter 14.
对，我们刚是读了民数记十四章，现在读约书亚记十四章。
Joshua chapter 14.
这前面我有念啊，OK， 约书亚记十四章的先念第六节
，14 verse 6。
那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，对，有基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子迦勒对约书亚说：“耶和华在加迪斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道了。”耶和华的仆人第七节，耶和华的仆人摩西从加迪斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁，我按着心意回报他。然而第八节，然而从我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Joshua 14:6-8. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Canaanite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses the man of God concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back the word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly follow the Lord my God."
跳到十四节。
And we turn to verse 14.
所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶弗尼的儿子迦勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to the day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
我们再来看一处希伯来书的第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 3.
希伯来书的第三章的第六节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 6.
希伯来书三章第六节，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
然后第三章的十二到十五节。
In chapter 3, verse 12-15.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Be aware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Well, it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
这一段希伯来的话呢，是在回顾他们在旷野当中的 旅程。
So this scripture in Hebrew is to recall the experience when they were in the wilderness.
在整个旅程里面，神有一句话说，你们要把，就第六节，要把可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
So in the whole journey, there is the word from God, and He wanted us to hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
这是正面的鼓励。
This is on the positive side, it's encouragement.
然后也有其他，刚才念的大部分是那个，警告。
There, for the rest of them, we read their warnings.
他特别讲到说，十三节要趁着有今日。
Verse 13 specifically said, well, it is called today.
然后第十五节说，今天就要听他的话。
And verse 15, and today, and if you will hear his voice.
那个迦勒呢，他在当探子的时候，或是出埃及的时候，大概是40岁。
Caleb was 40 years old when he was the spy.
当时摩西是80岁。
And that time Moses was 80 years old.
以前，不过我通常读圣经的时候，我总是把迦勒约书亚的形象是20多岁。
But normally, I had an image in my head, and Joshua and Caleb, they were only 20 years old.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们仍然鼓励，虽然我今天讲迦勒是40岁，但是希望二三十岁人也要受鼓励。
And even today I read Joshua and Caleb, they were 40 years old, but for you who are 20 and 30s, and we should all be encouraged.
对，因为他们对于那个年长的那个摩西来讲也是很年轻。
Because for the elder brother Moses, they are all young.
所以那个迦勒40岁出来，就是跟大家一同漂流旷野。
So Caleb out of Egypt and wander in the wilderness.
然后他到了45年之后。
And after 45 years,
那时候已经进了迦南。
And at that time they entered the land of Canaan.
然后他们在迦南有很多打仗的事情。
And they have a lot of fights and wars in the land of Canaan.
迦勒一直记得呢，神要把希伯的那块地方要赐给他。
For the whole time, Caleb remembered God promised the land of Hebron to him.
所以到了他85岁的时候。
And when he was 85 years old.
所以他再次提醒这个约书亚说，这块地当初是应许给我的，给我的家的。
And he reminded Joshua, this land was promised to me and my family.
对，我今天仍然有这个力量呢，要去把它拿下来。
And today I still have the strength to take it.
所以后来希伯伦的确成为这个迦勒他们家的地。
And afterwards, indeed, Hebron became the inheritance of Joshua.
有人是这样说哈，希伯伦是迦南地中的迦南。
Some people said Hebron is the Hebron of Hebron.
就是美地当中的美地。
It's the land of the land.
Yeah, okay. 好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们还在地上学习跟从主。
Brother and sister, we're still on the earth learning to follow the Lord.
这个路程比较像是跑马拉松，比较不像是跑百米。
This journey is like a marathon, it's not like sprint.
所以我们需要主的扶持，叫我们能够坚持到底。
So we need the help of the Lord so that we can hold fast till the end.
当我在想那个迦勒约书亚的时候，我觉得他们很不容易。
Well, I was thinking Caleb and Joshua, it's not easy for them.
他们要坚持，他们在旷野的时候要坚持40年。
In the wilderness, they need to hold fast and persevere for 40 years.
就是说他专一跟从主，从一开始40年之后，他还要坚持是专一跟从主。
So they follow the Lord from the very beginning, among the 40 years, every day they need to follow the Lord wholly.
在我想象当中真的很不容易。
In my imagination, it is not easy.
因为你周围其他的弟兄都是在抱怨。
Because around you, all the rest of the brothers, they were complaining.
其他弟兄都没有很想要专一跟从主的。
They were not so much want to follow the Lord fully.
那以色列人碰到什么事情就埋怨，碰到什么事情就软弱退后。
And the Israelites, they became weak and they draw back.
那如果我是迦勒
，If I was Caleb,
哎呀，你们这批人太软弱，太慢了吧
？If I was Caleb, and you are so slow and so weak.
我们明明两三年内就可以进迦南了。
We can in 2 or 3 years enter the land of Canaan.
现在呢变成四十年。
And now it became like 40 years.
对，如果是我是家的话，我心中一定觉得很不划算。
If I was Caleb, I don't feel that's the best result.
但是虽然迦勒他们像是与弟兄迥别之人哈。
Even though Caleb was the brother separated from the brothers.
但他们陪伴在摩西在弟兄们的身旁。
But they accompanied Moses and all the brothers.
对，默默地在那边跟从主。
And secretly follow the Lord.
对，默默在很多那个这个不同，就是没有办法好像鼓舞的一个环境里面，默默地继续跟从主。
And follow the Lord in the impossibilities.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在这个地上，有很多的试探。
So brothers and sisters, today on the earth, we have a lot of temptations.
所以地上不仅可能花花绿绿吧。
Not only there are so many temptations.
对，来谢谢。就然后有很多事情可能容易霸占我们的时间。
A lot of things they can occupy our time.
啊，吸引我们的注意。
And draw our attention.
但是我们需要学习专一跟从主，并且持守。
But we need to learn to follow the Lord wholly and hold fast to it.
对，如果我是家的，我今天看到啊。神的云柱火柱在这里。
If I was Caleb and I see today the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire is here,
我就这样子跟。
I will just follow.
我不管是二十年、四十年、五十年，只要云柱火柱在这里，我就跟。
No matter it's 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, if the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud is here, I will just follow.
对，而且我知道说今天摩西还在。
And I know today Moses is here.
我知道我们有一个。正确的方向。
And today I know, and we have the right direction and path.
对，没有错。目前在旷野漂流漂那个飘来飘去，不晓得去哪里。
Yes, we're wandering in the wilderness. We don't know where to go.
但是我知道我们的弟兄摩西呢，我们是要一同的往迦南地往前的。
But I know our brother Moses, and he's determined to press on to the land of Canaan.
也许三十年之后。
And maybe 30 years later,
迦勒再次想到，在三十年前呢，我曾经亲眼见过那个迦南美地。
And Caleb will recall that 30 years before I see the land of Canaan.
那是神的那个丰富、测不透丰富所在的地方。
That's the unsearchable inheritance of Christ.
我曾经预尝过那个滋味。
I foretasted the land.
我曾经看过那个地方的荣耀和美丽。
I saw the beauty and the glory of the land.
对，我愿意今天呢，靠着主，我忍耐。
I'm willing to persevere by the Lord.
对，我知道有一天呢，我们必能够得着。
I know one day we'll for sure to get it.
弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄呢，有那个属灵的看见。
Brothers and sisters, our brother who has the spiritual seeing.
因为他专一要主，要跟从主。
He desired to follow the Lord wholly.
然后主给他不同的眼光。
And God gave him a different perspective.
他一看的时候，哇，这个是很大的吸引。
And when he sees, that's a great attraction to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要多经历主的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, today we need to experience the abundance of the Lord more and more.
对，也许我们只是生活中平常在读圣经。
And maybe just daily in our daily lives we read the scripture.
我们读的时候，当我们遇见主的时候，心中快乐。
Well, we're reading the scripture, we meet the Lord and we feel joyful.
当我这个难办的人，这个主在我身上做了一些工作。
And when I'm this difficult person and God did something on me.
我现在能够，我发现我能够服下来，我发现我里面有一个很大的满足。
And today I can surrender. I have a great satisfaction in.
我发现我在这些事情凭着信，靠着主。
I found out by faith.
我看见我的神是又真又活的神。
I see my God who is the living God.
对，也许今天我们还没有进国度。
Even though today we're not in the kingdom of God.
但是我们好像看见，我们好像预尝到那个国度里面的那个荣一点的荣耀。
But if we foretaste a little bit of the beauty and the glory of the kingdom.
所以但是里面有个关键，他们是专一跟从主。
But there is a key. They follow the Lord wholly.
然后主就不断的开他们的眼睛。
And the God opened their eyes continually.
然后不断抓住他们的心。
And the God captured their hearts.
那一个月一个月，一年一年过去，他仍然跟从主。
Month by month, year after year, they still follow the Lord.
所以希伯来书的作者对于这样一个困境的时候，他有个勉励。
So in the book of Hebrew, among the difficulties, there is the encouragement.
他说， 一方面的确要坚持到底。
On the one hand, we need to hold fast and persevere to the end.
你要怎么坚持到底？
How can you hold fast?
你要趁着还有今日。
Well, it is called today.
你只要是在今天的时候，你就柔软就相信。
If today and be a tender-hearted and believe.
然后主能够保守我们一直持守一直到末了。
And the Lord is able to protect us until the end.
对，其实我。有一年啊，当然我们现在是在2024年的开头。
We're at the beginning of 2024.
在一些年前有一个年尾还年初我忘记，是我有感触。
Some years back at the end of that year, I had some feelings.
Yeah, 就是 OK. 就是说，哎呀，我信主能够走到今天这个日子。
And I believe in the Lord, I can walk till today.
我也不晓得我，哎，还能够。坚持走到目前今天这个日子。
I didn't know that I can walk till today.
然后未来的五年或十年，我对我自己也没有太大的把握。
In the coming 5 or 10 years, I don't have an assurance in myself.
但是我知道神是不变。
But I know God is unchangeable.
然后我就有一个很深刻的一个体会吧，就是我如果今天一天一天。趁着今天我在跟从主。
So I had a deep impression and understanding. If today, day by day, I follow the Lord.
对，我可能想不了太多，想不了一年后，想不了五年后。
I can't plan like 5 years later, 10 years later.
但是我今天我可以趁着我今天还愿意的时候，我在这里求主保守我，让我跟从你。
And well, it is still today. I pray to the Lord, Lord, protect me and keep me to follow you.
啊，有一天可能是十年后
，and maybe 10 years later，
啊，一回头
，and when I look back，
哎呀，我这十年来主一直保守我，能够坚持到今天。
While for all the 10 years, the Lord has kept me until today。
不是说我有什么特别
，and not to say that I am that special。
我也不觉得我刚强
，and I don't feel I am strong。
啊，但是我怎么走过来呢？原来是一天一天，趁着那天我就。求主保守我。
How am I able to walk to today? It's day by day I pray to the Lord to protect me to follow you.
好像不知不觉当中就走了十年，就走了二十年。
And unknowingly, and we walk 10 years and 20 years.
然后对于加勒来讲，转眼之间45年过去了。
And for Brother Caleb, in the twinkle of an eye, 45 years passed.
我刚忘了刚有没有念，但是他的意思是说，我今天45年之后85岁了，我还能够活着呢，是因为神。留我到今天。
Today, after 45 years, I'm 85 years old, and God kept me.
但是我现在85岁了，我当初45年前力量如何，我今天力量还是如何。
Even I'm 85 years old, my strength was the same as 45 years old as when I was 40 years old.
我读了这段话，我心中觉得很羡慕啊。
I really admire that.
哇，一个人85岁。
A person who is 85 years old.
那经过40年的那个旷野的漂流。
And after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
现在好像那个老黄忠啊，不，那个老将军一样，我还能够打仗。
It's like the old general can still go to the war.
然后里面还有一种活泼新鲜的属灵的力量。
And have the strength, the spiritual strength of living and fresh.
我真的很羡慕。
I really admire that.
对，希望。如果万一活到那时候的话
，I hope if I can live to 85 years old，
也希望在年老的时候能够说这种话，是说，哎呀，今天当初啊，希望 ，OK， 今天也力量不太行，对，就希望到时候还是能够说靠着主呢，加添我的力量，我仍然能够跟从主。
I hope I can, when I was 85 years old, I can say, Lord, by Your grace, by Your help, I can still follow You。
最后有一个我们再来读约书亚记24章。
At the end, let's read Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记24章的15节。
Joshua 24:15.
约书亚记24章15节，这是约书亚可能快要离世之前讲的话。
That's before Joshua left the world.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好。今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
31节,
verse 31.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel.
换句话说
，In another words,
约书亚死了，还有这些长老死了之后
，After Joshua died, after the elders died,
以色列人就不侍奉耶和华。
Then Israelites, they did not serve Jehovah.
约书亚这句话，我想我家还也挂在墙上。
And I have this sentence hang on the wall in my house.
对，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
对，弟兄姊妹，我下面讲的不是律法啊。
Brother and sister, what I'm going to say is not a regulation of the law.
我记得那个当当我们家生第一个小孩
，When I had the first baby，
啊，第一个小孩是自然生产
，natural birth， yeah。
对，自然生产的话，就是照着我们的习惯，就坐月子坐一个月
，so I stayed at home for a month。
就是妈妈跟小孩 stay home。
Yeah， mom and baby stay at home。
对，然后到了那个30天还是31天，一个月到期。
So when it came to the 30 or 31st day,
我一定要带全家来聚会。
I need to bring my whole family to come to the meeting.
不管他年纪多大。
No matter how old he is, she is.
小 baby 是我家里的人。
The baby is someone in my house.
对，我和我全家呢，要来聚会。
And me and my family, we should come to the meeting together.
当然那时候没有 COVID 哈。
Back then, that time we don't have COVID.
但是我只是想表达我心中的一个心愿。
I just want to express the desire in my heart.
对，我的全家要一起来到神的面前。
My whole family should come before the Lord together.
对，虽然他还是小 baby.
Even though he's just a baby.
虽然聚会的时候很不方便。
Even though it's very inconvenient in the gathering.
我今天没有时间讲多不方便。
I don't have time to share how inconvenient it is.
但是。就是带着全家要来到主面前
，and bring all the families to come before the Lord。
生老二的时候
，when we have a second，
对，是剖腹 C-section。对，我希望45天一个半月做，对母亲有一个恢复。
For mom to stay at home for 35 days for a recovery。
所以妈妈跟小 baby 留在家一个半月。
So mom and the baby stay at home for a month and a half。
一个半月之后，感觉 OK 可以。
After a month and a half, mom feels good.
对，全家来聚会。
Whole family came to the meeting.
就加了一个人。
And one person adds to the family.
所以这个不是律法。
This is not a law.
我们一定要记得哈，当那个约书亚讲这句话的时候，他说我全家一定要侍奉来耶和华。
We must remember when Joshua said, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord."
一方面他有个危机的感觉。
On one hand, he had a sense of crisis.
弟兄们，你们要侍奉耶和华吗
？Brothers, are you willing to serve Jehovah?
对，如果你们觉得侍奉耶和华不太好
，If you think it's evil to serve God Jehovah,
我不勉强你们
，I will not force you.
你们可以选择
，You choose whatever you want.
要不要侍奉耶和华
？Whether you're going to serve Jehovah or not.
其实约书亚那时候已经感觉有个危机啊。
Joshua back in that time, he had a sense of crisis.
他说我走了，长老走了，你们要侍奉耶和华吗
？After I leave, after the elders leave, are you willing to serve Jehovah?
但我现在提醒你们，你们应该要侍奉耶和华的。
And now I remind you, you should serve Jehovah.
但是我不会强迫你们。
But I will not force you to do it.
但不管你们如何
，But no matter what,
我和我的全家必定侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
如果你要我不侍奉耶和华
，If you want me to not serve the Lord,
over my dead body,
and over my dead body,
就是我不管怎么样，我和我全家必定侍奉耶和华。
No matter what happened, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个 另有一个心智的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is someone who had a different spirit.
这是一个专一跟从主的人。
This is someone who followed the Lord wholly.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们是做父母的，我们要彼此劝勉，彼此勉励。
As for us, who are parents, we should encourage.
你要知道哈。
You need to know.
做父母的，如果属灵上刚强。
For parents, if you are spiritually strong,
儿女不一定很刚强。
And your children might not be strong.
儿女有机会刚强。
The children will have a chance to be strong.
但是不一定很刚，不一定会刚强，也不一定会信主。
But it is not assured to believe in the Lord and be strong.
但如果做父母的自己都不刚强。
But if you as parents, you are not strong yourself.
我们的下一代几乎就没有盼望。
And our descendants, they were not able to be strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要从心里面说，至于我，我这个人，至于我和我的全家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。
So, brother and sister, we must, from the bottom of our heart, we can say, as for me, this individual and my family will serve the Lord.
所以，弟兄姊妹，今天我们从以色列人学个比方。
So, brother and sister, we learn a parable from Israelites.
我们要有一个心智，我们要做迦勒，我们要做约书亚。
We must have a desire and a will to be like Caleb and Joshua.
在神的家里面，需要有一批人。
In the house of God, we need to have a group of people.
每个人都接受都有这个呼召。
And everyone has this calling.
所以你要来专一跟从主。
And you need to follow the Lord wholly.
对，不管任何的环境，我们一定要，我们愿意有个心智，我要专一跟从主。
Whatever the circumstances are, we need to have a will to follow the Lord wholly.
靠着主的恩典，我们不退后。
By the grace of God, we will not draw back.
对，靠着主的那个力量，如果外面环境不效力，我仍然要专心跟从。
By the strength of the Lord, even the circumstances are difficult, I still follow the Lord.
我和我的全家都必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我想这是我们借这次的一个图画，我们彼此的来勉励。
I think this is for this time of this picture, and we encourage each other.
我们一同祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们来到您面前，谢谢你，你是我们的好牧人。
Lord, we thank you when we come before you. You are our good shepherd.
主啊，你引导我们走一生的路。
You guide us all the way of our life.
主啊，你知道什么路是最好的。
You know what is the best path for us.
主啊，你为我们准备那上好的。
And you provide us the best.
主啊，激励我们每一个人。
Lord, encourage every one of us.
主啊，我们要被你分别出来。
And we need to be separated by you.
我们要专一的跟从你。
And to follow you wholly.
保守我们一生都能够专一跟从你。
And to keep us and protect us all the days of our life, we can follow you wholly.
主啊，激励我们，叫我们今天我们就立定心智，要来专一跟从你。
Lord, encourage us, and today we set our mind to follow you wholly.
主啊，谢谢你，求主把约书亚、把迦勒那个图画，他们的心智活化在我们的心中。
Lord, we thank you. Lord, please use the picture of Caleb and Joshua, in our hearts.
对，成为我们的榜样，也成为我们的鼓励。
Become our examples and our encouragement.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.